right, and now I'm going to jump over there and see if that, here's the segments. Okay, I'll download this one.
All right, good.
And I'll remember from now on that those are, they only last for a short while. Forgive me. You sent that to me before, it just didn't click.
Yeah, that's totally fine, my friend. Things happen, and I should have told you I was using a different server. But
oh, no, not your problem. All right, so I've got the files now downloaded. And
hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I'm so sorry for the delay today. I did play a rerun of
Ollie wait,
earlier. Ollie's a great guy, and I love his work.
Do you hear me okay?
Sometime soon.
Do you hear me okay?
Beautiful Sedona, Arizona.
Do you hear me okay?
Today, one of the world's most spiritual places, and been out enjoying the area here.
Do you hear me okay?
Let's see.
Are you hearing me? You're not hearing me.
Don't hear you. No, Don, are we?
Start yet. Yeah, we didn't start yet.
Okay.
Not hearing me.
Okay, I don't hear you.
Yeah, you don't hear me.
My audio is starting. Let me test my mic. Okay, it's recording. It seems to be working.
Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now?
Speaker?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
A, okay, B, the speaker C, D, is not working.
E, F, G. Do we need it?
Okay.
We may not.
Video is working. Speaker is not working.
We may not need the speaker.
All right. Now what?
Without it. Without.
Okay, it's not working. All right. Okay, hold on.
Yes, Don, here.
Hi, Don. Yeah, I got my phone up next to the microphone here. Can you hear me that way on the microphone?
Oh. You're on my desk line.
Okay. Is there no line I can call or something has cut my audio? I can't have any audio. There's no audio on this.
Oh, you don't need to hear me though. You don't need to have speakers.
Okay. Can you hear me on Zoom though?
You do perfectly.
You do. Okay. All right, I can't hear anything, but what I'm going to do is be on for about 30, 40 minutes, and then I'll be on 30, 40 minutes, and then if we could run Cody Flynn first and then Pia and Cullen second, and then I won't come in at the end. I'm going to go off and enjoy Sedona. So, I think hopefully that'll work okay. Will this work for the recording if I just, are you?
Speaker, you need the speaker.
Okay. All right.
You could do that weird cross.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, tell me when I can start then. All right. That's great. Okay. Great, my friend. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. We got a little late start due to some technical difficulties on my end, but we got it all squared out, and so I'm so glad to be with you all today. Out of This World Radio was a nonprofit, listener-supported show, and the purpose of my broadcast and my work is to make this world a much better place. And we're doing it, my friends. The world is becoming I know we've got a lot of challenges, but we are standing now. We're headed into the higher dimensions. We've only got about 4 or 5 months left of 3D before we move into 4D by August, September of this year. And then after that, it'll be about 2 years out, roughly. roughly, we'll be headed into 5D, fifth dimension. And I can't wait. It's going to be a fantastic time for humanity. And people are really waking up around the world. With today's show, we should have somewhere over close to or a little over 73 million, a jump of about 1.5 million from last Monday's show. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier place. During the first part of the show, Don was kind enough to play a recording I did, or interview with Ole Damgaard. Ole's a fantastic fellow. He's from, he's actually from I believe Sweden, and he escaped with his family to Bali. What a beautiful place where he does his work today. At any rate, today I'm in a special spot. I'm in a friend's studio, and I want to thank Gail of Gaia for letting me use her studio in her home to do today's show. She was very, very, very kind of her. I'm in Sedona, Arizona, one of the world's most spiritual places. And you can't believe the scenery around here. Oh my God, you just drive through the city and you look out and you can see all these beautiful red rocks. And I was told that this area was once underwater. And I was talking to Judy Kelly about a month ago, and Judy was saying that the dolphins used to live here and they swam around this area and their spirits are still here. I love Judy. She's such a great psychic. I consider her one of America's best psychics. And she'll be coming back on my show on a monthly basis, more or less. I know she's busy, but she's agreed to come on and for the rest of the year. So I'm so happy to have her. She's a great lady. I think she's coming on next month, actually. And so you'll enjoy her. Next Saturday, I'll be having Susie Ward of Matthew Speaks on. Matthew gives messages from the other side, from the angels. I think it's the first part of every month. And so we'll be going over that, and that'll be really incredible. I can't wait. And today's show, I'll be having, it's three different sections. This first section will be on the fake election. And what's interesting is that, how the fake media has been hiding the fake election. And if you look at what happened this past week, isn't it interesting how there was that leak at the Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade? And what's interesting is that it happened the day after a movie called 2000 Mules came out. And we may ask, well, what is 2000 Mules? Well, it's a documentary with evidence of the fake election in 2020, electing, what's his name, Biden. Yeah, I always forget his name, as president. But it's all fake. Biden's fake. The votes were fake. They were paid for by the Chinese. And it's all documented in this movie. And it's interesting. It was supposed to, go viral on the web and become a sensation here in the United States with all the evidence and around the world. But now the fake media, the cabal media in the United States, the mass media is focused entirely on Roe versus Wade. I'm not saying that Roe versus Wade is not important. That's not my point. My point is that it's a smoke and mirrors game where they're pointing you one direction when you should be looking at another direction. The other direction, of course, is the fake election. The election reforms needed to have truly democratic and fair and free elections in the United States still haven't taken effect. We have Dominion voting systems in many jurisdictions here in the United States. And as a result of that, they can flick the system to any candidate they want with an electronic switch. It was first used in Venezuela to put in a socialist communist type government, and it's been used ever since in countries around the world, including the United States and in Canada, and variations of it, of course, in Australia and New Zealand, many other countries, to put in the candidates they want. So we really don't have a democracy anywhere in the world as long as you have Dominion voting systems. And at any rate, that's what they're doing. They're hiding the fake election from 2020. You can watch the trailer for free on the web. Just look up 2000 Mules, M-U-L-E-S. And what's interesting, I did an internet search on 2000 Mules before the show, and you could see all the garbage from the mass media, the cabal-controlled negative mass media, on how wrong 2000 Mules was and how they didn't have any evidence. The thing is full of evidence. So just watch it if you like, and then draw your own conclusions. You always have to trust your inner guidance on all kinds of things, including any kind of things in the media. And you also have to trust your own inner guidance regarding people who say they're from the light, because there's a lot of charlatans out there, people who are using it for their own nefarious purposes, their own negative purposes. And you have to be especially careful, especially women. I want to give out this warning. I was hoping I would never have to mention this again on my show, but apparently this individual is still doing the things that I mentioned on a broadcast a couple weeks ago. It's a single letter guy who was on my show for several years, but I discovered later that he was doing things, inappropriate things with women. And I could not condone that. And I asked him to not get off my program and stay away. And so this is a warning to all women, especially with their energetic boundaries. And I think you know what that means. So I just want to let people know that it's, I care about people listening to my show, and I want to help guide them on a good spiritual path. And I'm very careful who comes on the show. And I always want to get the best and help people with their ascension. But somebody like that, you want to stay away from. But anyway, it's a beautiful day here in Sedona. The sun's out. It's just absolutely gorgeous. As I mentioned, this whole area, Judy Kelly told me some time ago that this area is full of the spirits of dolphins, because this area used to be underwater. And I think that's just incredible. I want to tell everyone as well, I'm going back to Mount Shasta, a beautiful spot in Northern California. It is on the heart chakra of the planet. 125 miles beneath Mount Shasta, there's the beautiful city, Lemurian city of Telos, that's been there for about 12,500 years. And then 10 miles above Mount Shasta, circling the earth, is my friends, Admiral Halosaurus's ship, mothership. It's a Pleiadian mothership. Admiral Halosaurus is a good friend of mine. I go up on the ship frequently. He is in charge of the 2.5 million ships, Pleiadian ships, now circling planet Earth. And what they've been doing is that they've been bombarding this planet with lots and lots and lots of good energy to help us heal, and also to raise our consciousness to help us our ascension. And, you know, to be honest, with the Biden shot program last year, I did see quite a few people dying, but not as many. There are people dying from it, but there haven't been as many as I thought there would be, because the Pleiadians and the Galactics have been raising the vibrations of this planet with lots and lots of positive energies coming into the planet. Also, we've been getting a lot of higher frequencies coming in from the central sun of this universe that's been bombarding planet Earth with lots of good energy. And so people are really starting to wake up. I can't believe it. It's just so wonderful. And, you know, we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. I started this radio show about 8 years ago, more than 8 years. Is it 8 years ago? I'm losing track. 8, 9 years ago now, back in November of 2013. And I was told by the angels to do it, so I did. And since that time, too, they asked me to write books, so I've been writing books as well. But we are on our way, and I'm so happy. Oh, my goodness. I'm just so happy for humanity, because we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. There's no reason for us to be miserable. There's no reason for us to be fighting or be negative. Because we're powerful spiritual beings, and we can create the kind of future that we want. I think you'll really enjoy the interview with P and Cullen Bard. They channel a group called LARKMA, LARKAMAA. That's the name. And if you want to go to their website, go to www.larkma.com. That's LAARKMAA. Be sure to put the extra A's in there to find it on the web. But they are beautiful people. And I know you'll really, really enjoy the interview as well. The other thing, too, I wanted to mention is that after I'm done talking now, we'll play an interview I did a few days ago with a fantastic airline pilot named Cody Flynn. Now, Cody's a great guy. He's in his early 30s. He's got a wife, and I think he's got two children, and really a nice fellow. You'll like him when you listen to him. But like a lot of airline pilots, he was pressured to get the shot last year. And he didn't, he said, well, you know, Biden told me to get it done, so I think I should. And so he did. And he's had nothing but health problems since that time. I think he's had even a couple of strokes. He's lost his income. He can't work like he used to. He's been keeping afloat financially by donations from many wonderful people around the world. And I think the donation site is on www.givesendgo.com. So if you'd like to contribute to his family so they can keep, you know, eating and living, that would be wonderful. It's really a shame. A lot of pilots have been really hurt by these shots. And after they get the shots, it's kind of like you go to the government and they ask for help. Oh, forget it. You took the shot. It was experimental use authorization. You should have known better. And now that you're almost dead, you know, we're not going to help you at all. That's the attitude of the Biden administration. The other thing, the wider questions to ask too are not only what is this doing to our U.S. military? What's this doing to the U.S. Air Force? There are many cases right now where many about what I'm getting about 15 to 20% of the fighter pilots for the United States Air Force now cannot fly, either because they're dead from the shot or they're permanently disabled with Guillain-Barre disease, or they've had so many strokes that they're not medically certified to fly anymore. And this has also happened at American Airlines, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, British Airlines. Every major airline company in the world has had a decrease in the number of pilots. And those who are flying, they're afraid to say anything, even if they have gotten the shot, because if you get into a medical exam, they can decertify you from flying. You lose all your income and retirement benefits, everything else, because these idiots had these poor pilots take these shots and they're killing them off. And the wider questions are, if the Chinese attacked us today, could we withstand a Chinese attack with 20% fewer pilots? And what will it be like in a year from now if like 40% total or 50 or 60% of our pilots die? You can have all the military equipment in the world. The U.S. has a lot of good military equipment. But if you don't have the pilots or personnel to run them, you're not going to go anywhere. Oh, and don't let me forget either what Biden did in Afghanistan. I'm sure you all remember what he did some months ago. He pulled out of Afghanistan so quickly, he left $80 billion worth of U.S. military equipment paid for taxpayers out there. That equipment was given directly to the Chinese. And Trump has rightly complained about that, too. What was Biden doing? He was helping the other side. And with this shot program, do we have the military effectiveness now to defend this country with the Air Force and military and the Army and the Navy? I don't know. Can we operate with 20% fewer personnel? I don't know. I don't think so. If you look at what's happened in Australia, it's very interesting. The shot program by Pfizer was taken by a lot of people in the Australian Navy more than a year ago. And as of May of last year, not only was the Australian personnel down by 25% because of this shot program, but guess who died as a result? The Australian Minister of Defense. Yeah, he's dead now. So, and I don't know who or what replaced him, but it's again, to make an earlier point, if you can have all the finest military equipment in the world, but if you're 50% down or 40% down in personnel, can you still defend your country? I don't think so. I don't think so. And I think this is what Biden, of course, was elected with Chinese money. I think he's a traitor, and the people supporting him are traitors, enemies of the people of the United States and enemies of the people of the world. And they should be dealt with accordingly. I'm so tired of this nonsense with Biden, him standing up there and stammering, and he's worthless, totally worthless. And this is the best that Chinese money can buy for the United States. They actively interfered with our election. And this is what the movie 2000 Mules talks about. It talks about how they actively interfered. You've got deep state actors on it. And now what's interesting, if you did a search, do an internet search, and you'll come up all these articles against it, slandering the people that put the movie together, and yet it's total fact. Everything's documented in it, and I urge people to listen to the movie, because I think it has a lot of really important messages. All eyes of the universe are on Earth right now to see if we make the right choices, and we are, in spite of all these issues we're dealing with, and in spite of everything we have to. You know, the challenges we face, we're making it now, and the world is really waking up, and we're 3D is going to end here by the fall. It will be gone. And for people who want to send, want to ascend, this is a fantastic opportunity for everyone to ascend into a beautiful new paradise. We were not supposed to live in fighting and disharmony and war. We were supposed to be living now in a beautiful, happy planet. And if President Kennedy had lived back in 1963 and hadn't been assassinated, we would be in that state now. We'd already be in the fifth dimension. But we're on track to create a beautiful, bright future for not only ourselves, but our children and our children's children. Can you believe it how Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, which was banned recently for too many heart attacks, but also Pfizer wants to shoot kids with these shots as little as 5 years old? No, they want to get it down to a couple of months old. Get that market down there. Now, whether these kids, now a lot of kids have already died. And there was a gentleman who I've spoken to on the other side named Rudolf Steiner. He had, I mentioned this before, he had an essay he did, a lecture he gave in October 1917 called The Fall of the Spirits of Darkness. And you can look it up on the web, it's free, or you can buy the book too, it doesn't matter. But in that essay, I talked to Dr. Steiner about this several times last year, and he had time travel from 1917 to the year 2021 and 22 and 23. And he said that there would come a time when greedy medical doctors interested solely in money would be giving shots, especially to little children, like right now. And these shots, vaccines, he said, he used the word, the V word, would separate the soul from the children's bodies and young adults' body and people's bodies. So people would lose interest in God. They wouldn't have any spirituality. They wouldn't have any way of showing any love or compassion for anyone. One of the things that the shots do, especially the Pfizer shots, is that it separates the soul from the body. So after 6 months, your soul leaves and goes back to the creator and you're left with a biological entity. I had an interesting fellow named Anthony Federico on my show last weekend. And we had I don't know if we covered this on the air or not. I think we did. But for a lot of people who do take the shots now, they go off on a different spiritual, it's not really a spiritual path. It's an evolutionary path where they become like the grays or the reptiles and they lose their souls. They don't have a soul anymore. And they become like robots without any compassion, because our compassion, our tie into the supreme being, God, if you will, we have that spark in all of us, is what differentiates us as a species from other negative species, including the grays and the reptiles, who don't have a soul. They're interested. They're biological entities. They themselves, especially the reptiles, think that they're the be-all and end-all of evolution, and they're gods, in effect. And references in the Bible to Lucifer is actually, I think, are actually referring to the reptilians and what they do. But as with everything else, including things on my shows as well, if it resonates with you, then accept it. But if it doesn't resonate with you, I'm not asking anyone to believe me. My duty is to try to help with the ascension and guide people in what I think is a good way to raise your consciousness and create a better world. And the sole purpose of my show, of course, is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I support everyone's help so much. I want to tell everyone, and I think it's in next week, my book, Messages from the Masters, will be coming out in German, in Germany. And so if you'd like to look up the book or pre-order it, I think it's 22 euros. Is it 22 euros, 25 euros, something like that. It's at Amra Publishers, A-M-R-I-R-A, Publishers. They did a great job. It's got a bunch of updated messages from Robert F. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, and another great spirits as well. If you'd like a copy of the English version, I've got that with me. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm happy to send you one. And that's also available on Amazon as well. I will be going back to Mount Shasta for a week starting June 28th. And I'll be going back to Shasta again starting August 13th for a week. Then I'll be having three consecutive trips to Shasta starting the 13th of August through early September. If you'd like to go on any of those trips, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It's not a lot of money for the trip, and it includes free camping. And one of the things that happens at Shasta is that we get a lot of miracle healings. We always meet meet up with Adama and the Talosians. We also get in contact with my good friend, Abrahel Soros of the Pleiadian Mothership. And the Pleiadians usually come down to see us as well. We always contact the Sasquatch. The only thing they ask is that it's a very sacred place. I take you some very sacred and special places. And that before coming on the trip, they asked me three things. Number one, don't eat meat for 3 weeks before the trip. Two, don't do drugs either on the trip or 3 weeks before the trip. Number three, have a good positive attitude and don't have any negative intentions. If you have a negative intention or are coming, and you want to do bad things, stay away. They don't want you there. And for more information, just send me an email, please, to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'm happy to send you all the information. But just sending the registering for the trip does not guarantee automatic acceptance. I have to ask the Talosians, Adama, and the Pleiadians as well, if the person should come. If they get a yes, they come. If they say no, they don't come. So I'm very careful on who comes to the trips, especially after last year or the year before, we had some problems with some agents from a three-letter agency I'm not going to mention on the air that tried to cause quite a bit of trouble on the trip. So at any rate, do come if you'd like to come. We always have a fantastic time there. And again, many miracle healings do occur. My eyesight was restored to 20/10 crystal clear eyesight after I had 20/50 vision in one of my eyes, and they also gave me a new heart a couple of years ago. They said I've been working for many years without many breaks, and I needed to have a new heart. So I said, sure, I'd love a new heart. So they gave me one. But we do spiritual healing. We sit around and go to special places into the hollow earth, and we do prayers and meditation, and it really, really can help a lot of people. Well, my friends, I hope you enjoy today's show. I'm so sorry for the delay. We had some technical difficulties, but should be all solved now. My first interview is with Cody Flynn. He's a wonderful fellow, a fellow in his early 30s, just starting off in life. He's got a wife, and I think he's got two kids. You'll like him. He's a really nice fellow, but he was pressured to get the shot. Biden told everybody to get the shot. What was the lies they told? Safe and effective, right? Yeah, just like the Nazi concentration camps in World War II, they were safe and effective in the same way, because a lot of people have died from the shot program. Now, Cody's still alive, and I'm so glad he is. He's a wonderful fellow, but he's had a lot of health difficulties, making it impossible for him to fly again. He is working at the same company, but a much lower level position with a lot less pay. So to keep his family afloat financially, he's been doing fundraisers on Gifts and Go, and he can tell you more about it during the interview. Our second interview will be with P. and Cullen. Bard, they channel a group of Pleiadians called Larkma, LAARKMAA, beautiful people. And they'll be coming actually on my show on a monthly basis as well, starting next month. And so I'm sure you'll enjoy them as well. We also have some very special surprise guests coming. I'll tell you about next week as well. I've got a lady who's coming on, a film producer, who did a film about impasse. Famous film director. I'll tell you all about it next week, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I want to especially thank Don and Doug for all their fantastic help. I couldn't do this show without their support, and they're really gems in their help. And we're all in this together, my friend. We're all trying to make the world a better place as much as we can. And I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. I also do readings, of course. And if you're interested in a reading, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can sign up for a reading or my spiritual mentoring program, as well as my spiritual trips to Sedona. I'll be going back to Sedona middle of September, and also to Shasta at the end of June, and also at the end of August as well, early September. We have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, my friends. And I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier planet. It's not that we don't have challenges right now. Of course, we've got a lot of challenges, but we're getting through them. And I know we will. And we are getting help from the Galactic Alliance of Interdimensional Free Worlds and the Pleiadians. The Galactic Alliance, the short name for them, is an alliance of 450 million planets, totaling 7 trillion entities in this part of the Milky Way galaxy. And we were supposed to join them back in mid to late 60s under President Kennedy. Of course, President Kennedy was assassinated by the cabal back then, and we all went off on another track. But we're going back. We're getting back on track now. And it is this the purpose of this planet for people to live in peace and harmony and to be happy. And with that, I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy day. And I hope you enjoy these interviews with Cody Flynn and Cullen and with Pian and Pian Bard Cullen. They're wonderful people, and I know you'll enjoy it. I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy day. And Don, if we could go ahead and run this first interview with Cody Flynn. It's about 55 minutes long. And then right after that will be Pian Cullen. They'll be channeling the Pleiadians today with lots of beautiful messages. And with that, I hope from my heart to yours, I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye. Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I've got a fantastic guest on today named Cody Flynn. He lives in Mississippi. He was encouraged, forced, I guess, depending upon the words you want to use, into taking the jab. And now he's had all kinds of health problems as a result of that. I want to go over his experience. Cody is good friends with my friend Joshua Yoder, who's with U.S. Freedom Flyers organization, where they are fighting for a medical choice for pilots who do not want to take the jab and kill themselves or be disabled from it. Anyway, Cody, thanks so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on, Ted.
Hey, my pleasure. Tell my listeners a little bit about your background and what happened exactly, just briefly, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm 34 years old, married, have a 9-year-old son, 4-year-old son. My boss is an older gentleman. You know, my parents are older. So I got my first dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine February 1st of 2021. Thought I was doing the right thing, kind of needed it for my job. I'm an agricultural pilot. I have been since I was 19 years old. This would have been my 15th year to fly. My wife and I went and got the Pfizer vaccine together, like I said, February a year ago. And within 30 minutes, I started to develop
a headache. Is this the interview with Cody Flynn?
Right at the top of my head. Uh-huh. Over the next hour, it moved down the back of my neck, kind of where your neck and face of your skull meet, and it just became a burning sensation. That's the only way I know how to put it. I felt dizzy. I felt like I was not seeing things the way I always have seen things, and I have perfect eyes. Well, the Federal Aviation Administration makes pilots wait 48 hours before you can fly after each dose. So I waited 48 hours. Got the shot on a Monday about 11 a.m. That following Wednesday about 1 p.m. My job is seasonal, so I fly from pretty much February to October. So I took off about 50 hours after the vaccine. Headache still there, still burning in the back of my neck. And I needed to fly that day for about 3 hours. It was my first job of the year.
Yeah.
I flew for about an hour. And, you know, being an agricultural pilot, we never get more than 300 or 400 feet off the ground. We don't go very high.
Right.
And I was developing tunnel vision while flying in that first hour. Headache was intensifying, but in the last 5 minutes before this happened, it really accelerated. I mean, it intensified big time. I pulled my airplane up to turn around to head back to our home airstrip, and just immediately it felt like a bomb went off my head. I slumped over my airplane. I couldn't move my arms. I couldn't talk. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one in the airplane. Mm-hmm. I tried to land on the highway underneath me. I couldn't. I didn't think I would be conscious more than just a few more seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was able to fly 3 or 4 miles to our airstrip. I don't remember landing. The guys on the ground ended up pulling me out of the airplane because they said I just was sitting there and just shaking with my head slumped over my lap. And that was it for me. That was the end of my flying career. What happened was, because my brain was so swollen, there's only so much room in your skull. It was pressing against both of my inner ears, and it ripped your both of them.
Oh, my God.
That's where you get all your balance, and, everything in your eyes, and all those signals line up in the brain. So I've had, it's called a paralymphatic fistula. I had two of them simultaneously. The doctors say that would never happen unless there was major head trauma from something like a car wreck, something that caused very quick, very sudden swelling of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So within 48 hours of receiving my first dose of Pfizer, my flying career was over. And that's it. That's where I stand today.
Wow.
Can't fly, lost my medical. So no chance.
Right. Your career is ruined thanks to Pfizer and the FAA. Do you think the government should pay you damages? Do you think Pfizer should pay you damages? Do you think they're liable?
I think the government should, because they provided the liability shield to Pfizer. You know, if you give a sheep to a wolf, you can't blame the wolf for eating the sheep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Our government was supposed to protect us from that. That should never happen. No country in the United States of America should be above the law. It turns out that Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, they're all above the law. They truly are. They can't be held liable. And the government will not help.
Mm-hmm.
They have not helped one single soul.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the government is, the FAA and the FDA and the CDC are all guilty of crimes against humanity?
I absolutely do, because the FAA... December 10th, 2020 is the day that the FDA gave the EU emergency use authorization to Pfizer. December 10th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, came out 2 days later and said, we encourage all pilots in the United States to get vaccinated.
Mm.
What studies did FAA review to show that this experimental vaccine was safe for pilots? If I take a Zyrtec, I can't fly for 3 days. I can take one Benadryl per week, and that's the maximum dosage. But yet, you want me to take an experimental drug and go fly 2 days later, based off of zero safety studies, zero. They are supposed to be the firewall that stops anything dangerous between the federal government and pilots. FAA doesn't govern the whole country. They govern a very small group of people, pilots. They are to make sure I'm a safe pilot and operate a safe airplane.
Mm-hmm.
They failed tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And this was purely political. And in my opinion, this was involuntary. Their actions have led to people's deaths.
Mm-hmm. Right. I couldn't.
Whether they intended for that to happen or not, That is what happened.
Well, there's so many there. You're lucky to still be alive today. And I think you are getting help by a lot of angels. And I know you are, because there's three levels of death with the Pfizer vaccines. And the government clearly doesn't care. Biden doesn't care. And his friends at Pfizer, they don't care. But there's three levels of death. The first group of deaths from the Pfizer shot is between 10 to 14 days. The second group is about 5 or 6 months. And the third group is about 1.5 to 2 years. When people, even if they've managed to get through all these different, managed to live that long, they can die of HIV, AIDS, and or mad cow disease. A lot of cases. We're talking millions of cases. And I think it's criminal personally, but I know you're getting help. So there's remedies available for that. We'll go into those in a few minutes. But there doesn't seem to be any culpability, any responsibility being taken by any of the big pharma companies, any of the officials of the fake Biden presidency who didn't win the election, whose elections were bought for and paid for by the Chinese with fake ballots from China. So I have a lot of problems with this government, so-called government. And they don't have any legal authority over the people of the United States, and they should be. Why bother to even pay attention? Now, you said your wife had taken the shot as well? Oh, my God.
She did.
Is she still alive?
She is.
Okay.
No side effects in comparison to what happened to me.
Okay, she might have gotten a placebo. She's lucky.
And that's what I feel like.
She got a placebo.
That's what I feel like happening too.
Yeah, there's about 20% of people who get the shots are placebos. Did you know, now you live in a, you live in Mississippi, that state voted for Trump, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. If in, in states which voted for Trump, the pharmaceutical companies, and this data, by the way, this information comes from the Bayer system itself and hackers, and who broke into the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson company databases and hacked into their websites to prove that Pfizer and the other companies intentionally targeted conservative states who voted for Trump, the red states. And so that you have a up to 1900% chance of dying from the vaccine if you live in a state that voted for Trump versus a blue state like California that did not, that voted for Biden. It's statistics. It's from the company's own website. Why they haven't been indicted for criminal, for this criminal act, I don't know, but they haven't. There's a website called www.howbadismybatch.com. You can look up all the information there. Last time I checked a couple days ago, it was still there. You can down, I would download it in case, in case.
It is, and my my batch was, it was in the top 100 most deadly out of thousands and thousands of batches.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's been, I think it was 50 or 60 deaths associated with just my batch.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot more than that. The VAERS system itself is voluntary for medical doctors and healthcare practitioners to report vaccine deaths and injuries here in the United States. Most doctors and healthcare practitioners are very busy, and most don't, do not have time to fill it out. Only, there's a Harvard study done a couple of years ago that showed that doctors only report 1% of the deaths and injuries from the shots, just 1%. So that if you've got, I've lost count how many it is now. I mean, there's just so many. We're talking millions and millions, tens of millions of people dead and injured from the shots. It's gone so high that, and now they're putting it to children. And those kids now, little kids, 5, 6 years old, 7 years old, are now dying of strokes and heart attacks. Thanks to Biden, thanks to the CDC, thanks to Pfizer, thanks to Moderna, thanks to Johnson & Johnson. These companies are criminal in my book, and they should be held accountable for these murders of American people, children, and worldwide as well. It's not only here, it's everywhere. This is a genocidal program. And what's interesting about your case, you're still alive. But I think you're still alive because you believe in God and want help. And there's a lot of inexpensive remedies. We talked about that earlier. The other pilots who you fly with in, for your company, have they been affected similarly as well with the...
It's just myself and my boss, and he's 65 years old, and he did come to me a few months after all this happened and said that he just, for a few days, he said he never said anything because he didn't want to alarm me, but he felt different for a few weeks. He said he actually felt something move through him. What he thinks was a blood clot while he was flying. It just didn't end catastrophically like mine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know from your conversations with Josh Yoder and U.S. Freedom Flyers, this is happening. This is happening to pilots at a higher percentage. You know, pilots are predisposed. We're 60% more likely to suffer blood clots just from the nature of the job, sitting in one seat all day long, not moving, changing altitude. Well, these shots now, it's undeniable. They cause blood clots. They cause swelling of the heart, swelling of the brain. And those pressure changes, those altitude changes, exacerbates that, incredibly.
Right.
And that's why the FAA should have never allowed for this to happen.
They're criminals. They shall be arrested for crimes against humanity. And justice should be meted out to them accordingly. No ifs, ands, or buts. No ifs, ands, or buts. Yeah. Well, let me go over some remedies for you, and I think this audience will enjoy this as well. I have a free remedy sheet I send to people, so if you'd like it, anyone listening out there, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com, and I'm happy to send it to you. One of the most effective ways to reverse the effects of the jab is to pray. And it's a healing prayer I learned from the Hollow Earth and my Pleiadian friends. And it does work, but there's two requirements. You have to want to live and you have to believe in God. If you don't want to live and or don't believe in God or a supreme being, then you don't need to say the prayer, because you'll just left to your own device. If you want to trust medical science to help you, go right ahead. But they're the same ones who brought you this problem, so I wouldn't trust them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so many people can have problems with this, with the shots, and then they go to see their MD, and the MD is clueless. You know, so you have to look at alternative health, because a lot of the MDs now are dying. There's been a 40% increase, no, more than that's like 60% increase in death rates between the for people ages 18 to 65 in the United States now. And you're seeing that in the marketplace. You're seeing that in the U.S. Postal Service, where Biden tried to force postal employees to take the jab. Now, a lot of those are dead. People in the post office are dead or disabled, like a game bar, whatever reason they can't work, like yourself, in their old occupations. And so now we have a shortage in the post office. That's why you see the signs. They're always hiring now. And, you know, it's coming through. The prices of real estate in the United States are starting to drop. And you know why they're starting to drop? Because more and more people are dying. And as they die, their properties go on the market, sold by their relatives if they have relatives for estate sales. And with more and more properties on the market, with fewer people to buy because they're dead from the jab, you get increase in supply. With less demand, prices go one way down. That's happening right now in the United States. So at any rate, well, let me go over a couple of remedies. If you live, this is from Dr. Lee Merritt, a medical doctor in Iowa. Her website is www.themedicalrebel.com. That's themedicalrebel.com. And this information is from her or other medical doctors I follow. I don't practice medicine, of course, but I do follow them. And I'm recommending what they recommend. At any rate, the white pine needle tea is excellent. I think it's called Seraphim. I'm not sure. But you drink a cup of that, a cup of two of that a day for like 10 days. And it'll take out the toxins out of your body, kind of cleans your body out. And it's, if you live in an area where there's pine forest, you could use the pine needles there, but there's only the best kind is called the white pine needle tea. And there's other pine needles, of course, you can use. I would recommend checking on YouTube to see what's available, or check with Dr. Merritt. She'll know. You can order it on the web too. It comes from South Korea, and I've heard it's very expensive. I don't know. It's up to you to do that. The second thing to do is to make your own hydrochloroquine. And hydrochloroquine is easy to make. It also comes in tonic water. So if you buy tonic water, you'll have hydrochloroquine in the water itself. That's easy remedy to do. But the hydrochloroquine, if you've got, you take three grapefruit and three limes or three oranges, and you take the rinds from those and you put them in a pan with 2 inches of water on top, and let it simmer 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon, for example, in an afternoon, and then let it cool down. You add sweetener or honey to taste, and then you add a zinc tablet, crushed up zinc tablet, to each cup you drink. That'll block the spike proteins created by Bill Gates and Warren Buffett that go into your body and hurt you. And that's a very effective remedy, and it's not very expensive. You can make your own. You can order it too, but I mean, you can find places to order it, but you can make your own. It's very simple. And then ivermectin, of course, ivermectin is available over the counter in Mexico. I think you were telling me that you had friends who told you Mexico City, you can buy ivermectin from dispensing machines in the Mexico City airport.
Yeah, it's just like a Coca-Cola machine. It's they have different, you know, ibuprofen, Tylenol, ivermectin. I mean, they, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems to be just our government that wants to clamp down on it.
Right. Well, Biden is the fake president, the fake government. He doesn't represent the American people. He represents the cabal and big pharma. So, but you can order it online. There's places you can order it from India, for example. So there's places you can get it if you look around. Dr. Merritt can also help you find it as well. There's other remedies as well.
People have tried different things. DMSO, I think, is the one I heard the other day. I don't know how effective it is, but there are remedies as well. But one of the most important things you can do is to do that prayer. It does help. We are all powerful spiritual beings with the spark of God or the supreme being within us. And once you tie into that, nothing is impossible to heal, including the effects from this jab. Your wife is lucky. She dodged a bullet. She got a placebo. She's one of the few. Yeah, a few. I wouldn't take any of the so-called boosters are just the real kill shot. Yeah, they're really
yeah. Yeah. It's absurd. Mm-hmm. They want you to take more doses of this quote unquote vaccine in a year's time than I've toothpaste.
Right.
You know, it's if I had two doses of vaccine and then two boosters and still caught what I was vaccinated against, I would be asking some questions.
Right, exactly. Well, tell me, Cody, what's their community like there where you live? Are people aware of what's going on? Have they learned from your experience? What's the general reaction when people tell you what happened? Do they argue with you, for example?
I have made it my life's mission to educate people on this.
Okay.
So they don't end up like me. I'm 34 years old, 6 foot, 170 pounds. I'm extremely healthy. If it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone.
Right.
And I feel like if I can just keep a few parents from giving it to kids, that I will have made good out of bad. But no, my friends and their friends and then their friends, they've all said that they won't take it just simply because of watching what has happened to me.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of people that feel that way.
Right. I want to show something to you. I'm going to share this screen with you. Can you see that there?
Yes.
Okay. That's the select subcommittee of the House on the coronavirus. And this was created by President Trump, I'm sure, with good intentions back in April of 2020. However, all of these members now are advocating for little children to get the shot. All of them are. And so you got to look at these people. The closest one to you is a guy named Steve Scalise out of Louisiana.
Right.
Who,
he's the one that got shot at on the baseball field.
Oh, what happened? Sorry?
He's the one that was shot about 2 or 3 years ago on the baseball field practicing for the congressional baseball game.
Oh, really? Huh, interesting. I assume he lived through that, or?
Yes, yeah, I think he was shot in the leg.
Okay.
So supposedly a Bernie Sanders supporter shot at them because they knew the guy knew was Republicans practicing for the game.
I see.
For the yearly congressional baseball game.
I see. Well, all of these individuals in this House committee have been urging the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to approve the vaccines now for little children ages 4 weeks to 5 years old. I think it's criminal, and I want people to take a good look at these people. James Clyburn out of South Carolina, he's the chairman. Steve Scalise out of Louisiana, pushing for it. Maxine Walters, well known from California, is pushing for it. Carolyn Mahoney's pushing for it out of New York. Nida Velasquez out of New York is pushing for it. Bill Foster out of Illinois is pushing for it. Jamie Raskin, Maryland representative, is pushing for it. Raja Krishnamurti is out of Illinois is pushing for it. Let's see, Jim Jordan out of Ohio pushing for it. Bert Green is in Tennessee. MD is pushing for it. You think medical doctors would be against it, but a lot of them are corrupt. Nicole Malaukitas out of New York is pushing for it. And then Marianne Miller Meeks out of Iowa is also pushing for it. These people are ill-informed, misinformed, brainwashed. And I cannot believe any of these representatives would knowingly advocate these poisonous shops for children. I can't believe it, because little kids as young as 5 and 6 years old now are dying from the shots. And this is what they're advocating. They're advocating genocide for these poor kids. And there's not been one virus case for anyone under 20 in the United States. None. So there's no threat. So why are they pushing it, except maybe to earn money for the pharmaceutical companies?
I'll tell you, the year before COVID, when we know COVID arrived in this country, the year before, Pfizer donated $5,000 to every single member of Congress. Every congressman, congresswoman, senator, every one of them accepted a $5,000 check.
Oh my God. So they're all bad.
It's very, very public campaign records.
Wow. So they're all bad. Interesting. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, it's it's all part and parcel of that. There was something else I was going to show you. I don't seem to see it. Well, it was a speech given by Rudolf Steiner in 1917 in Salzburg, Austria, and he called it the fall of the spirits of darkness. And he said that there would become a time when greedy medical doctors interested only in materialist and money would be injecting vaccines into children, especially children and adults, to separate the soul from the rest of their body. And this is what the Pfizer and the other vaccines do. They separate your soul from the rest of your body. And also so that they don't believe in God and they lose their spirituality. That's historical record. And I'm a psychic, and I have talked to Dr. Steiner on the other side, and that's what he was doing. He was time traveling from 1917 before he wrote his speech to the year 2020, 2021, and 2022, and he saw what was going on. So that's what he wrote the essay about. So all this has been predicted before. I just didn't know. I knew about his essay before, but I didn't know what time frame he was talking about. But as the years came by, and 19 came and then 20, slowly dawned upon me, this is exactly what he was talking about. So anyway, how do your friends and neighbors agree with your stance on it? Are you educated? I guess you're educating them, aren't you, Cody?
I do my best. Just as well as I do. Some people's mind can't be changed. No one attacks me for it. I mean, it just, I realize quickly when I'm barking up the wrong tree, so, but like I said, I've been very successful at getting people to at least think twice.
That's good.
And a lot of people were lost when you start hearing about a second booster, third booster, fourth, people with common sense ask us, okay, so where does it stop? You got me with the first two, but that's enough for me.
Right.
I mean, at this point, they're kind of doing it to themselves.
If they're still alive.
Right.
A lot of them are dead. So if they're still alive, then they can ask that kind of question.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, I do time travel. I'm a psychic. I've looked into the future with my other psychic friends. And we've seen a decrease in the number of U.S. military personnel here in the United States and worldwide, a decrease of about 30% within 1 year from the shots. And this is directly attributable to the fake President Biden. It's also directly attributable to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I wrote them a letter, it was about a year and 3 months ago. And I included almost 100 medical studies and scientific studies on the dangers of the jab at that point, which were known, which were quite a few, and not to use it on our troops, not to force them. They ignored me and did it anyway. So I think they're all criminally responsible for it as well. They're killing our own troops. We're also looking at a decrease in the American population of about 35% within the year. 15% in 6 months, another 15%, a bit more, 17% after that, 18%. So there are remedies, like I said. If you are spiritual, you have a better chance of living than if you don't. And I think that's what's helped you, your spirituality. The God within you has helped you. You still have your soul. Most people who take the jabs, especially the Pfizer jab, they lose their soul at the rate of, Before you take the jab with the Pfizer vaccines, your soul is 100% attached to your body. Right after you take it, only 92% of your soul is attached to your body. Then it drops to, I believe, what is it? 82%, then it goes down to 69%, then 52%, then 38%, and then it drops down to 19% and then goes to zero after that. This is a Fibonacci ratio. And it's alien technology from the reptilians where it takes your soul out. Your soul leaves your body because your DNA has been permanently changed by the mRNA technology within the Pfizer, Moderna vaccines, so-called vaccines, which they're not. So you're fine. Your soul is still there. That tells me that the Pfizer shots did not change your DNA. And for most people who take the shots, it's not a good idea to have children, because what's been happening is that the children have been born with black eyes. They have no soul. They have just blackness there where their eyes are. And the kids themselves that are being born as a result of parents who've taken the jab, they're actually a mixture. They're not fully human. They're part grayer reptilians, aliens, and part human. They advance very rapidly. They have black, many of them have black eyes. Some of them have dog tails. Some of them have 6 or 7 or even 8 arms and legs. They look like octopus. This is not talked about in the media. It's not talked about by the CDC. It's not talked about by the corrupt FDA. It's not talked about by Biden. Doesn't talk about it, but it is a real problem. And I've seen pictures from scientists and doctors who've examined these kids now. So we're killing ourselves, basically, and people need to stand up. And that's why people stood up in Canada against the corrupt Trudeau regime. We need the same thing here. I know a lot of truckers went to DC. You didn't hear about it in our media, but there's a lot of protest there as well. And
that was absolutely huge, as big, if not bigger, than in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I never saw it reported one single time on the news.
Right. Right, wasn't because
they don't want to give you hope. That would have given people hope,
right?
And that's very dangerous to their narrative.
Right. They don't want to give us encouragement. You know, in June of 1942 in Denmark, Nazi controlled Denmark, the Nazis wanted school teachers there to teach Nazi doctrine to all the school kids in Denmark, and every single teacher refused. And after they refused, not one school teacher in Denmark went to a concentration camp because there were too many of them there. They couldn't throw everybody in jail. So the Nazis failed in their efforts to teach Nazi doctrine to the little kids. Didn't work. So like here, everybody stands up, you know, everything is going to grind to a halt like it did in Canada and also Australia too. They had the same thing, and New Zealand as well. They were able to cut down and stop the fascists from taking control. It's a battle of people's minds too. You know, what do you believe is truth? And also spirituality. Do you believe in God? Would you ask God for a healing? A lot of people don't. I don't know what they believe in, but they don't have any spirituality. But the other thing too, you have to remember, Cody, is that Mother Earth is tired of getting polluted and hurt by people who don't care about her, and they want people to leave. They don't want them around anymore. A lot of people are leaving because of that as well. So have you gotten to arguments with your friends about the shots at all? Or I guess not. People are more respectful down there than they are.
They're more respectful here. No doubt. And I've traveled a little bit to speak about it. And you have protesters, and they call you anti-vax, anti-science, you know.
Anti-science?
Absurd.
Anti-science? When there's over 1,000 medical studies on the health, on the health effects of this experimental vaccine. Wow.
That's who I mean when I mention some people's mind can't be changed. They're too far gone. I don't know what else gullible. I don't know what else to call it. But I'm not going to sit there and fight with someone that's using illogical argument.
Right, Right.
You know, what I'm simply trying to educate you on what I knew to be true.
Right, right. If you were going to, let's say somebody walked up to you on the street there, Cody, and they said, well, my employer is trying to force me to take the jab or in the military, what would you tell them?
Once you give that power to them, if you fold and you allow this to be put into you, you have given everything to them. What goes in your body is your decision and your decision alone. I've lost my career. I'm losing materialistic things for financial reasons. I'll get past that. What I can't get past is what I'm allowed to go into me. I can't. There's no changing that. It's already happened.
Right.
So, you know, you need to guard your body as if it was the last on earth. I mean, it's no job is worth giving that up for.
Right.
And you don't need to work for someone that's willing to put you in that position.
Right. Right. It no job is worth dying for, so to speak.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right. 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 Exactly. Exactly.
This is the type of encouragement I try to give people to look at me, look and see what happens when you do get into that.
You know, I talk to a lot of spirits on the other side, and before you're born, you work out a plan with the creator to kind of, there's spiritual lessons that you want to learn and kind of battles. And this is, I think it's part of your spiritual journey to be a warrior, to help other people out. And that support you're getting from God and the angels now is helping to keep you going now. Because a lot of people,
I've always believed everything happens for a reason, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this happened to me and that I was spared from it, ultimately, to help prevent this for a lot of people.
Right. And now you're
I truly believe that. It educated enough people to help to protect it. At least if just a handful of kids don't get this just because of me, then like I told you earlier, I will have won. In my mind, I will have done my part.
Right. Do you know Captain Bob Snow of American Airlines who had the heart attack?
I don't know him personally. I just know what has happened to him and what he's going through. Praying every day for he and a lot of others.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to meeting him one day soon, personally.
Yeah, I saw his video. He did a video here recently of where he had, he was in an emergency room in the hospital. You see, he said, look what the shot did to me. And he opens up his gown and there were like 6 or 7 different heart monitors on him. He says, this almost killed me and I can't fly now. You know, I've been flying for decades, healthy, totally healthy. I took the shot. Now this is what's happened. He's upset. I don't blame him. You know, same situation.
No, it's not that he's lucky that he's still alive. He's lucky the 250 or 300 people, men, that women, too. And children sitting behind him are alive, too.
Right, yeah.
You know, I've had half a dozen spinal taps just to remove spinal fluid, to lower my intracranial pressure to keep from having a stroke.
Really?
It's not, because it's still in me. You know, it's still doing its damage. It wasn't all done when the initial damage happened. It's still doing its thing.
Right.
And, no, we sent a letter to the FAA December 15th, I believe, of last year. We sent a 53-page letter. 10 of those 53 pages was an actual legal document putting them on notice. The other 43 pages were various reports of pilots, including mine, that are either dead or maimed and can't fly anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The letter was from the FAA on notice that we know you broke your own rules. You know, there's a rule that FAA's had for years that says no pilot shall receive a renewed flight physical if he is known to have taken a drug that has been FDA approved for less than 12 months.
Really?
Well,
wow.
That's a decade-old rule. Well, this vaccine is still not fully approved. And I'm talking about it for us to be able to take a drug, it has to have been fully approved for over 12 months for us to even be considered able to take it and fly.
Right.
So, They broke their own rules. We sent a letter saying, we know you broke your own rules. This is what's happening because of it. And we urge you, we're putting you on notice. We're letting you know that you won't be able to deny this when an airline plane goes down with 200 or 300 people on it because the pilot had a cardiac event or a stroke 50 feet above the ground trying to land it. And we sent it to FAA, CDC, FAA, all major airline companies and insurance companies in the United States. Every entity accepted that letter. We sent it by hand-delivered courier. Every entity accepted the letter except for the Federal Aviation Administration. They turned the courier around the door.
That's illegal. They're a public agency. They have to accept public comments. Well, who said Biden's going to follow any laws at all? I mean, he's a dictator. But that's great. Good job. Good work. Wow.
They knew if they accepted the letter, then when it does happen, they would not be able to say, well, we had no idea this would happen. So.
Well, Captain Bob Snow of American Airlines was flying American Airlines Flight 1067 from Denver to Dallas, Fort Worth, DWF and DFW. And he had a cardiac arrest 7 minutes after the plane landed in Dallas. 7 minutes. Now, if it had been a half hour earlier, would that plane got dive bound and died everybody? Would the FDA care? Would the FAA care? Would Biden care? Would Pfizer care? Would Moderna care? Would Johnson & Johnson care? I don't think they would. Would Bill Gates care? No. All those people died. It upsets me. It's not right what's going on.
It would have been blamed on something else because he would have been dead and not able to tell what happened. The worst thing for them is those of us that are almost dying and then living. That's the biggest threat to them. Dead man can't talk.
That's true.
You know, so they can fabricate any kind of evidence, any kind of lie they want. They're extremely good at it. So,
well,
what'll bring them down is those that almost died of it.
They forget that we are shifting into the higher dimensions now. And a lot of people are able now to talk to angels and people on the other side. I've been talking to the other side for the last 28 years. And I do talk to those who've passed on, and they tell me things that are just incredible. So anyway, that's another whole tangent. But that's true. For most people, dead men can't talk. But I do talk to people who've passed on.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I do talk to people who've passed on. And when you reach the higher dimensions like that, all the information you get is 100% accurate, because there's just truth in the higher dimensions. That's all there is. There's not, they can't lie to you like you're in the third dimension. How has your children taken all of this? Must have been hard on them as well, Cody.
We do all we can to not let them know the real shape that we're in. But you know, last year I always like to help coach my son's baseball games. Last year, what games I didn't get to see. In between my surgeries, I had to watch from my truck, you know, with bandages all on my head and things like that. Couldn't help, couldn't do anything. My kids almost 3 months, I didn't pick up my girl and give him a hug. They know something's wrong, they just don't know the severity of it because we try not to cause any more stress than need be.
Right.
Put on a happy face.
One of the things I wanted to mention to people is about your loss of income. You're not able to work fully like you were working, and your income has dropped to what, 1/6 of what it used to be? Is that correct?
Yeah, just pretty much, you know, down to minimum wage at this point.
Right.
When I was highly skilled and had an extremely bright future ahead of me, it's all gone. There are some major adjusting pains that go along with that.
I do see you getting a complete healing in the future, and this will come through about through the prayers that I've seen people spontaneously healed fully. And also there are med beds coming out now. They will come out by the end of the year. I do see that happen by October, and the med beds will definitely help you. The med beds were supposed to be released in January of 2021. At the end of January, but then the negatives wanted Biden inaugurated as the fake president, and they threw a temper tantrum and said, if you don't let Biden be inaugurated as the fake U.S. president, then we'll blow up Washington, D.C. with a dirty nuclear bomb that would spread radiation everywhere and kill a lot of people. So the White Hats pulled back and didn't do it. But we're waiting. They're waiting right now for Biden to be removed from office. He's the fake president. Shouldn't even be there. So everything's garbage from him. For him to be removed, so they can put the med beds. So hold on. Good help is coming. Okay.
I feel it in my gut that there is something brighter around the corner. It sure is painful waiting for it, but I believe if you keep your chin up and work hard, things will get better.
Right.
So that's what I tell myself every day.
Right. I don't know what the delay is in having President Trump back again. I think he's still our president. But I know a lot of people miss him. I don't know. I get a little frustrated. I don't know why there's been the delay, but I'm sure it'll be explained to me someday. And your wife is doing okay. Is that right? She's not. She's
as far as we know.
Yeah. Okay.
Physically and medically speaking, that's one thing that scares me the most about this. Is this vaccine is, you know, we only know side effects from a year and 4 months out.
Right.
What about five years
mm-hmm. down
the road?
Mm-hmm. Sure, right.
That's what worries me the most. And as far as just like me, she's stressed to the absolute max. You know, we're holding out for help, but you know, depending on the column, you don't know what's around the corner. So it's something may come tomorrow, something may never come.
You know where the mRNA technology came from and the nanobots and the graphene in the vaccines?
I don't.
Well, you should, because you paid for it as a U.S. taxpayer. It came from the Dulce base, which is a base run by reptilians, grays, and the U.S. military, where they exchange technology. It was also fine-tuned at Area 51 north of Las Vegas, where there's 12 floors and lower three floors. They've been working on this for years. The actual technology started millennia ago. I'm not sure the date, but you know, the short grays with the big black eyes. Okay. They are from the Orion constellation. And there was a time many thousands of years ago when they just started space travel. They were humanoid, not completely human, but similar to us. And they had discovered space travel. They were benevolent, and they had just left the Orion constellation when a huge reptilian ship showed up. Reptiles are lizards, basically bipedal lizards. And they showed up, and they took all the men from that group, the Orion group, sold them into slavery in intergalactic trade. And then the women, they killed off all the women and children except for 1,600 that they genetically modified with the same technology that's in these shots, same technology. To create a controllable robotic civilization that doesn't have any emotions or tie into God. They're all cloned. So that's what they're doing with us now. That formed the basis of it, with additional work done at Dulce and Area 51. That's where the technology for the shots come from. It's alien technology designed to treat us like cattle. I could go on, but... It's pretty bizarre, and people have no idea. It's off-planet technology designed to, they don't want to kill off 100%. They want to reduce the population by 95%, because in 22 other star systems, the reptilians and the grays have gone into human planets like this one and promised the elites of each planet a lot of benefits if they agreed to reduce the population by 95%. Once they get it down to what they call a manageable is their term, 500 million population, then they will extract the rest of the resources out of a planet like Earth. They treat us like slaves, and at the end of the day, they will blow up the planet and get rid of it. It stems from a 1954 agreement entered into by President Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was a little naive, not very bright, and also was threatened by the reptilians to accept this agreement, or else they'd kill a lot of people. So he accepted it. And at the same time, he accepted it. They were also negotiating with Nikita Khrushchev as well in the same time frame. So both Russia and the United States got the same deal. So we've had all this technology come in to the secret government and the secret space program that people here haven't even seen, including the medbeds, which is part of that technology. They've had medbeds on the secret space program for many years. They can regrow arms and legs and all kinds of things in the medbeds. They create a hologram where you have a healthy body and then your body fits into that and you come out perfectly healthy. But you paid for it with your, you know, but you haven't got any benefits. That will be coming out in, by October. But Biden has to remove first, and I think he will soon. Hard to tell the dates, you know. Biden may run out of yo-yos, and then he might, you know, he might stop living because he can't play with his yo-yos anymore, or he might fall asleep and not wake again. It's hard to tell what'll happen to him. Maybe he won't have enough lollipops to suck on. I don't know. And most people don't like Kamala Harris anyway, so I don't see her taking it. I think we may have Trump come back at that point. So at any rate, I think there's going to be some good changes this year, and I want you just to hold on, because the light forces are winning, and it's just a matter of time. This is a time of truth, too, astrologically speaking, that things that are true will be shown to be true, and those that are false will be shown to be false and fall by the wayside. I had a wonderful astrologist from New York City, Susan Miller, on my radio show back in April of 14. And you know, sometimes people tell you things that really stand out. They don't need to say many words, but it does stand out. And she said back then that this was a time of truth, astrologically speaking, that things that are true would be shown to be true, like I said, and those that are false would be shown to be false and fall by the wayside. So we're entering into this period now. And I think it's a good time to be alive. There's a lot of challenges. This is the seventh civilization which has gotten this far in terms of spiritual evolution. So we are, and we're ascending. And the good thing is that Nostradamus tells me, I talk to him a lot. He said that originally we were scheduled to shift into the fifth dimension by the year 2038. Well, we're shifting now, and we're 16 years ahead of time. And we've made the right choices before. Back in the 90s, we stood up against the nuclear arms race, demanded freedom for Russia. Gorbachev, a good man, decided to give the Soviet people and all their different republics freedom. Good for him. And there's a lot of good things happening right now. And this thing in the Ukraine with Putin, I don't think it's a bad thing. There's a lot of bioweapons factories there, financed by Tony Fauci, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Obama, which shouldn't be there. Those were crimes against humanity to have those things there. And they were getting ready to use them against Russia too. And I'm glad he's gone in there to take them out. I don't expect Putin to be there permanently in the Ukraine. It's a policing action. He's done that. So there's a lot going on, and I appreciate you so much for carrying the fight. Now, to help your family out, how are you guys surviving? You said you had a donation fund. Could you tell us about that so people could help you guys
out? Yes. The extremely sweet lady that I've gotten to know, she set up a give, send, go fund. It's like kind of like GoFundMe, but GoFundMe won't allow people to get help.
Yeah, GoFundMe's cabal. Yeah, cabal. They're terrible. Stay away from GoFundMe. Okay.
Yeah, and Give, Send, Go is a Christian-based,
right,
you know, funding platform. So it's Give, Send, Go, and you can type in Help Cody Flint, CodyFlint. And I'll be honest with you, that is the only reason why my family's head is still above water. So I'm in debt to this lady tremendously.
Okay.
For doing that, because I'm not a person that asks. I don't like to ask for help, even though I know, right, I need it.
Right.
A pride issue, but that's not very helpful to be that way, I know.
Okay. It's called Give, Send, Go. All right. And then say help. Is that right? Help Cody Flint. Is that right?
Yes, sir. So it'll be givesendgo.com/helpcodyflint. Or you probably could just type my name in the search bar on Give, Send, Go's website.
Okay, good. I urge everyone to send a donation to that. That would be wonderful, Cody.
Well, thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. My pleasure. If everyone sent a dollar today, you'd have over $68 million. That's my audience.
You have a lot of followers.
I got a lot of followers.
How many countries?
I lost count. Over 100 somewhere. I'm not sure.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. I've been doing this 8 years now. So anyway, yeah, the purpose of my show is to make the world a better place, and it's nonprofit, listener supported. So it's a labor of love for me. So anyway, but
that's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. I'm so glad that Joshua Yorder referred me to you. And anyway, as things develop in your case, please contact me anytime. I want everyone to do a moment of silence for Cody and his wonderful family. Send lots of love and light for healing for Cody, so he continues to recover from this horrible jab he got. And please send him support for him and his beautiful family.
Thank you so much.
Great, great. Now, if people wanted to contact you, would you like to give out an email or some other way that people could reach you?
I'm not the biggest on email, but I am on social media, and I mean, you can just type my name in, you'll find it pretty quickly. I've done a lot of interviews and spoken a lot about this. Facebook, Instagram, things like that. Shoot me a private message. I'll help you any way I can, or give you any information I have to give.
Okay. Okay, great, Cody. Okay, great, my friend. Well, you have a beautiful day, and thank you so much again for coming on my show. I really appreciate it. I know everyone.
You too, Ted. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Absolutely.
All right, my friend. You take care, and take care. Keep up your good work. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I've got some fantastic guests on today. Pian Cullen coming to us all the way from somewhere at undisclosed location on the other side of the planet. And they've been, in touch with a beautiful soul, a collective actually of Pleiadian souls called Larkma. And they're here to help us. Pleiadians are humans. They're just in a higher dimension, but they're just like us in many ways. Except that I don't think they drink much beer. Probably not.
They do have a good sense of humor, though, Ted.
That's good. Yeah, I always enjoy joking around with them. So Earth humor is something special, because you have to go through a lot of crap to get to this point.
yes.
It's not easy to acquire, but once you got it, you know, it does make life a little bit more interesting, brings some levity. But anyway, tell us all about yourselves. How did you end up doing what you're doing now? This is an interesting what you do. And I think it's marvelous that you're helping facilitate messages from Larkma.
About 2 decades ago, we were approached by this lovely group of beings that we now call family. Mm-hmm. And when we were approached, at first we didn't know who they were or what they were doing, and right. They kept showing up every night at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we asked them, "Who are you? What do you want?"
Yeah.
And they invited us to be team members with them to help raise the evolution of consciousness.
Oh, wow.
So shortly after we started having conversations with them, they asked us, would we write books for them? Would we hold public gatherings for them? Would we get their work out into the world? And we said yes.
It was it wasn't startling, because P and I both had what many would call unusual childhoods.
Oh.
We were connected to other realms, other energies, other beings. From the very beginning, we had conversations, we had experiences, we were taken to places. And so when this happened all these years ago, it wasn't that big of a stretch for us. We had so many experiences in an unusual way that I think many people would have been frightened or maybe even unwilling to have these kinds of communications. And for us, it was like, oh boy, here's more. We can play with other beings. So it was a really amazing beginning when they first introduced themselves.
So we walked away from two professional careers, if you want to call what we do non-professional, because it doesn't fit in the mainstream. That's I was a practicing psychologist and a health practitioner.
And I was a consulting anthropologist and archaeologist. And
really,
what I was doing was I was the guy who people would call if they couldn't figure something out, if they were stumped with some kind of challenge about not understanding what they were trying to research or what they were trying to understand. I was sort of known as the answer guy. They would call me or contact me, and I would help them develop a different perspective of what they were trying to either understand or bring to the public. So I did that for many, many, many years. And it's interesting that my background is all about looking at other civilizations, other groups of people, other tribes. And so actually, I think what I did professionally helped prepare me for working with another species. So it was kind of a great fit. And for Pia, being a clinical psychologist, her ability to work with people in trying to help communicate in a different way, I think prepared both of us for this work.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I also have an anthropology background too. So I think,
really?
Yeah, I do, from UC Berkeley.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got a BA cultural anthropology from Berkeley. And it's perfect. You know, it talks about other cultures. Well, this is exactly what it is. Other cultures, other species, other races.
Yeah.
It's in perfect, you know. It's just not limited just to planet Earth, you know.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So when this all took place for us 20 odd years ago, we had to make a decision. We had to decide, is this something we want to do? Mm-hmm. Is this more important than what we've been doing? And we always felt like we were being of service, but this brought us to a different
level
or a different way of serving. And we can say, looking back over all these years, it was a great decision.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's wonderful. Well, mine's been slow evolution. I first got in contact with the Pleiadians back in 76, 77 when I was in college. And they've been with me ever since. And then it really expanded when I started on my spiritual path back in 94, talking to the other side. And then it turned into a full-time job, a full-time, you know, occupation back around, I guess it was 2013 when I started my show. And then things just exploded after that. So it's been a wonderful experience. Yeah, really wonderful experience. Well, one thing I know my listeners would love to hear from you and our friends, Larkma and friends, would be, I know there's a lot of changes going on in the planet, and I know we've got a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, and the dark side is losing. But I guess a couple of questions, a couple of comments on that from Larkma, as well as how can we all help each other to create a better world and help humanity ascend, leave all the negativity and all the wars behind, and create the beautiful new planet that I know everyone wants.
And that we've been waiting for a long, long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One thing Larkma's been spending a tremendous amount of time on, and I'm sure they'll speak to your listeners about it in a minute, is confusion about people who are trying to get into multidimensional awareness, but they get sidetracked with the term metaverse, which is not about multidimensionality at all.
I see.
Metaverse is about shrinking our consciousness down, where being in the multidimensional universe is about expanding us outwards. So there's a lot of confusion on internet now with people trying to align with being what they call their avatars, which is a metaverse term, rather than working on their highest ability to be who they are and raise their consciousness in this body, in this form as they evolve.
Evolving in a natural way, mm-hmm. rather than an AI, artificial, illusionary way. There's such a huge interest now in especially young people about wanting to step away from suffering, pain, challenge in this three-dimensional experience that we're all in.
Right.
And they've been told, I would use the word, I'm an old guy, so I would use the word hoodwinked into
right.
feeling that they can go somewhere else in a digital manner where there's no pain, there's no suffering, no right. challenges. They just are able to create the most beautiful, wonderful place that they could possibly be. The only trouble is it's a trap. It's only
right.
designed, controlled, and operated by AI. It's not real. It's an absolute running away from this 3D reality that we're here to evolve through. We're here to learn. We're here to deal with the challenges. So Pia and I are extremely, extremely interested in talking about the dangers of people thinking that they can escape this world by going to a digital, unreal world away from nature and create something that we know isn't possible. However, we know it's possible. We talked to you for a minute before we started this conversation, before we went live, about the fact that we're here as humans. We're here. I mean, we're not only human. We're obviously more than that. But we're here for a reason, and we're here to create unity. We're here to create a much better world than what we're experiencing.
Right.
But that world is a real world. It's connected with nature. It's connected with heart wisdom. It's connected with everything that we've been developing as we've been evolving as this species.
Right.
So the whole idea of metaverse for us is really going down the wrong rabbit hole.
Well, it's aiming
to become an avatar instead of trying to become your best self here and now.
Oh, right, right.
It's very dangerous. These games that are out with all the gamers getting entranced by the terminology and the digital scenery and the promises that are empty. And if you think about it, all of those empty promises that are promised if you become your avatar, curiously enough, they match the World Economic Forum. You can own nothing and be happy. It's the same agenda.
Oh my God.
Yet not really realizing the dangers because it's being presented in another format.
We see this, Ted, as an absolute part of the control mechanism to get people sucked into something that seems wonderful, seems as a savior for mankind.
Right.
But we see it as the opposite. We see it as a destructive, not evolutionary process.
It's another trick by the reptilian AI to lead us down the wrong path. It's just the same old story, different day, mm-hmm. different flavor, but it's the same purpose. Yeah, getting us off track. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the interesting thing is they're confusing the public by using mimicry of terminology. Mm-hmm. They know that many of us really understand the idea of multiverse. And what it means, what it stands for, but inventing the word metaverse, which sounds like multiverse,
right.
is part of the trickery, because they're trying to get people to feel comfortable with terminology that's been used in the new age for the past 50 years. There's certain words or there's certain techniques of understanding the bigger picture that are really well accepted in the new age, the growing evolutionary process that we're going through. So it's very curious to us that they're using words that sound like what people are used to and what they think are real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. I keep thinking of Zuckerberg and Facebook, because what do they call them? Meta, whatever. Same thing.
Yes.
It's the same thing coming into the metaverse.
Yep.
It is absolutely.
In fact, Zuckerberg is one of the ones behind promoting the term metaverse. Oh, it can connect you to everybody. You'll have lots of friends. It's using all of the terminology in a digital way rather than a real way. Right. I don't want 9 million friends on a digital machine. I want a handful of friends that I can give hugs to, real ones.
Exactly.
there's an interesting historical connection with Mr. Z. I don't think many people know this yet, but the very day that the military gave up one of their AI communications / surveillance platforms, the very day they did that, he stepped forward and created Facebook on the same day.
Really?
So we know that that was a pre-planned handover from a secret military organization that was involved in creating the whole social networking arena.
Oh my
and
God.
The minute they let go of it, he showed up and claimed it as his. So there's a great, great coincidence here that I hope people will understand, and more people will write about it and talk about it, so they realize that he was handed the torch in a very immediate way. And nobody saw the sleight of hand. Nobody understood what he was bringing to the public.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Have you seen his pictures, compared them to what he looked maybe 20 years ago to now?
Mm-hmm.
Different, isn't he?
Very.
He has no emotions now.
No.
It's like a clone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're giving me goosebumps, because we've noticed this with other so-called ringleaders, famous people in the agenda movement.
Right,
we've
right.
noticed that many of them have lost that, I guess I could say, that humanness in their faces. Their eyes are blank.
Right.
Their skin tone looks dead. Excuse me for saying this, but
right.
their skin tone doesn't look real.
No, it is not real.
And gosh, there must be something to this.
They are not human as defined. They are clones. Usually they're clones. Or they're either that, or they're so heavily implanted. They're not, I mean, they're human. They're all but human only in name. In name only, basically. That's it.
And the whole war is for artificial intelligence to take over all of humanity, so that they can have more of those non-human slaves to do what AI wants it to do.
You may not realize this, but China's population, about half are clones. China has whole armies of clones. They are reptilian, mostly reptilian government. But I have heard some good things about Xi, or whatever the prime minister's name is of China, that he's trying to buck it. But I don't know all the facts. I think China is a little bit like the U.S. and they have many factions like we do here. So it's not entirely evil, you know.
No, we're actually connected personally with a number of people in China who are absolutely not part of the agenda, not part of the controlling atmosphere at all, that are very, very kind, very, very spiritually evolved, you know, just wonderful, wonderful people. So that's actually happening worldwide. Just because governments make decisions that we don't care for, it doesn't mean that the people of all of those countries are in lockstep with those governmental decisions.
Right, right. Yeah. That's very true. And thanks for pointing that out. And that gives me hope for humanity.
Well, there is hope.